Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now, Joel, just a broad comment, something that you and I were chatting about off mic. I brought you in by saying, look, it just feels like the markets, and in all fairness, a lot of sectors and different market moves have kind of run out of steam. It's almost like we're in this digestion phase right now, waiting for either the Fed to do something or waiting for, let's say, higher yields to matter. But the yield market has slowed down. Bonds are starting to get a bit of a buy. Is this simply just a time in the markets where it's giving everybody a little bit of a break and letting everybody more or less analyze where they maybe see money rotating next? Because right now, there aren't a ton of standout sectors, but there also aren't a ton of sectors that are just crashing.
Good afternoon, Corey. Thanks for having me. You know, one thing to keep in mind is we're coming off a quad witch expiration last week. Also, you're coming up to the end of the quarter rebalancing. So what you have a market here is that even on the bad days, they're not real bad days because if they're selling something, they're buying something else. There's a couple, you know, trends out here. Value is, you know, it's holding. It had a major run, and now it's, you know, it's pausing, and that's what you have in markets. You have a major move, you have a period of consolidation, and then you have either a continuation of a trend or a reversal. And right now, you're just in the consolidation phase. Growth tech, I mean, it just can't get off the mat. I mean, Apple is still much closer to its low of the move than its all-time high that it just made before earnings. Amazon has dealt with, going under 3,000 and recovered. Microsoft, they did a deal with Discord today. They're a little bit closer to their all-time high. The champ in the group, though, is probably Facebook. It's within $10 of its all-time high. But it's just, you know, it's just a pause in the action. And if you look at it, I mean, we're still right within, striking distance of, the all-time high. So really no worry in the overall market land, and rates aren't going anywhere. So that's my perspective. You look at a lot of these technology stocks that had these major runs. They sold off. They're trying to come back, but it's just a different story the second time up because you have overhead supply and a lot of it in some of these stocks that have fallen, from three. There's some that have fallen from 280, 300 to $1.40, $1.50, and it's hard. People want their money back.
Joel, what about that reopening trade? It's been a theme over the past couple months, and that, again, seems to be losing a little bit of steam. Is that simply just investors saying, maybe this one got too overheated, time to find another sector to rotate into?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these cruise lines, getting back up to their, levels in early 2020 without leaving the port. So I just think there's a lot of optimism in that trade. A lot. Boeing finally took back half of its move, the big retreat that it had. There's profit taking, going on, and there's different factors affecting different stocks. And just for the reopening trade, I mean, there's different, they're talking about different variants, different strands out there. Pandemics usually last more than a year. And I think, people just got a little bit too optimistic that everyone's going to be out traveling and doing things.
So, Joel, what about this whole stimulus checks or stimmies landing in everyone's bank account throughout this week? And now even the talk of a whole nother stimulus program, seems like the government understands that once one stimulus program is announced and followed through on, it's all about having another one to keep that confidence going. Is this going to help drive the markets, maybe the next stimulus program?
People are getting their checks, and what are they doing with it? It looks like they're putting it right into the markets. It's puzzling to me because, we're at all-time highs. The market's doing extremely well. What do we, why do we need stimulus at this level? Maybe the government is seeing things, farther on down the line. That's why Powell's not moving off raising interest rates. Maybe things aren't as rosy, you know, under the hood as what the market is putting out there and what's the market predicting. And I think also with, you know, the change in administration, there was a big focus on Wall Street, you know, during the Trump administration, and now it's more towards Main Street. So I think you're trying to get, you know, get the money to the people, the small people that perhaps didn't benefit as much during the Trump administration.
So, Joel, when it comes to the bond market, as I mentioned, yields are down. 10-year still almost 1.65%. So it's, I guess, holding up there, still at a historically low level. How important is it to continue to watch this bond market? And how important is it for yields to maybe slow down that upward trend to give investors even more confidence to put money into the markets?
I mean, the bonds are, you know, have had a major sell-off since that March high, trying to put a bottom in here. So once again, you know, you look at these yields and 1.5, 1.6 with perhaps inflation being in that area too, you're talking about a net return. I mean, I just not spooked by higher rates. I still think there's better returns in the market, and you know, until you get screaming inflation. I mean, you know, Powell's talking about, you know, being dovish out to 2022, 2023. So it doesn't have me heading for the exits. If the bonds either hold steady or mount a rally, then that's good for the market. I just, you know, as much as they tanked, as much as they went down, it hasn't hurt the market. So maybe if yields get up 2% or something, but still, you know, are people going to be pulling their money out of the stock market for yields that low? I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joel. As much as the bears want to say, oh, it's 2% that the market's going to come crashing down, I don't know, the market and investors have shown the ability to more or less ignore that rising yield market, but we'll see where that leads us. One quick comment then relating that to gold is there was this inverse correlation between gold and yields. As yields moved up, gold went down. We're seeing yields move down and gold's not getting that bump from it. Gold's actually trending down with it. What's the deal with gold?
Just a trading range. You know, it held at 1750 for a long time and then it broke down, did the flirtation with the 1700. Oh, it's looking bad. And now you're just going back up to that area, you know, of the former support. Now it's acting as new resistance. I just, you know, gold had its run. It got over, you know, 2000, I don't know, 2100. And it's been in a downtrend ever since. I mean, you've had some pops, but the pops have been sold. So I don't know. It's an inflation hedge without it, you know, rampant inflation. It just seems like it's lost its luster, and you know, it tries to get it back, but just really no. I mean, the trend since making that 2100 high has been down. Will 1700, you know, be the floor on this? I don't know. Got to clear 1750, and just seems like it's just a long term trading range in gold. Nothing to get excited about. Nothing to get too worried about.
Oh, I know that's scary for the gold bugs because gold was in that, I think, 6-year trading range not that long ago. And that was boring and painful, especially when you're seeing a lot of the other sectors continue to move higher. Joel, let me ask you this then. What has you excited for these markets? Is there any sector? Is there any potential news event that you see as being the next catalyst?
Oh, man, that's a time. I mean, how long do we have the next earnings season, right? I mean, I guess that would be it. I mean, the earnings were sold hard, right? Stocks like Apple and Amazon. And now you're coming, today's actually the 1-year anniversary of the market low. It's going to be, you know, for some of these retailers, the comparisons year over year are going to be, you know, how could Walmart get back to the pandemic levels that you had? So really, So with the Fed standing pat, I don't see anything really coming up. The analysts on Wall Street are extremely quiet. I don't think they know what to do either. So I guess you just got to wait for Q1 earnings season to get your next catalyst and see how stocks react to that.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I know all eyes continue to be on central banks and the Fed, but they have also just been more or less sticking with their overall strategy. I know we'll hear from Powell and a few other Fed heads coming up, but again, they haven't really done much for these markets or for any of these more safe assets. Joel, it's great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the Benzinga website so people can listen to the recordings of your pre-market prep show. We'll chat again next week. Thanks for your time, Joel.
All right. Thank you, Corey.